Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm not used to going live on the Sunday show right after the break. Some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. A lot of them do. So I was running down the hall to get some coffee, and they're like, get back in here. It's only a one-minute break. So I came running down the hall. And that's kind of an archetypal symbol of everything else we do here, the crazy amount of news. I mean, bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. National Guard's own website hiring people to run the FEMA camps and imprison Americans. But it's okay because it has dual use for foreigners, too. I mean, it is all just totally insane. And then everybody's frothing and freaking out over this other situation. Ken in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Ken?
Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, sorry about that, Alex.
I'm the one that read the computer wrong. Go ahead.
I just want to sort of show off. One, I don't think that the American people are just going to accept, you know, forced inoculations at gunpoint and things of that nature. So, do you think there's going to be some sort of flashpoint or some sort of incident that's going to initiate the whole thing?
Well, I think you just said it all. They're not going to accept it. So they're going to have flu outbreak fear-mongering after flu outbreak fear-mongering to train larger and larger percentages. I mean, if they announce it's the law, go to your local sports stadium, go to your local Walmart, all these places are going to be distribution points. They've been training for decades, probably 15 years that I've known of it, for the forced inoculation. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act since 2002, they've intensified it. Now, the last 2 years, if we thought it was intense, they put on their afterburners now. And so I've really been concerned. But probably half the public right off the bat will follow orders and do it. The other half won't. And that's why I think the establishment, and polls show that, will probably release something really deadly in the future. Maybe this fall, this winter, maybe next year, maybe 5 years from now. Whenever they think they're ready to really wipe out a lot of people, and then they may even really have a vaccine that actually helps you. And then that will set the precedent to get people to go along with the forced inoculation. I mean, they've gone from, 14 vaccines 20 years ago they wanted to force kids to take to over 60 now, and they're approving new vaccines every year, and then they engage in the mass hoax of saying it's the law, you've got to take the vaccine when there is no law. So their hoax isn't working of saying it's the law anymore. And so now they're trying to set up a police state martial law type scenario where there's just martial law when it comes to medical issues of forcing people to take these shots. Then they tell the sheeple, well, if everybody would take the shot, then you'd be protected. But wait a minute, if these idiots take the shots, then they should be protected even if we haven't taken the shots. So then they admit, it's all over mainstream news, top virologists are coming out and epidemiologists saying, why on earth should people take the vaccine when it's already mutated everywhere? Hundreds of different mutations. 5 new mutations I was reading in the Austin American Statesman last week in Texas alone in the last week. I mean, it's pointless, even if you believe in vaccines and believe this vaccine is going to protect you and is good, and that they're not putting something else in the vaccine, which they talk about in the White House science czar's own policy book, putting sterilants in the vaccines. Even if you trust these people, it doesn't protect you. They admit it. Does that answer your question, Kyle?
Well, just one more quick thing. You had said that about half the population would take it, not even thinking. Wouldn't then people realize that, you know, the majority of them are dying and getting sick and then wouldn't want to continue on even and push back even harder?
Hey, it's a great point. Gardasil has killed a bunch of girls. They're still taking it. Because the media doesn't make a big deal out of it.
Hello, friends.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, slow and easy wins the race. And I've been kind of overheated today, ranting and raving about Obama's birth certificate. Is it a fraud? Is it a hoax? Is it real? Is he really a U.S. citizen? Everything else about him is a lie and a fraud, so who knows? All I know is that it serves overall as a red herring away from looking at his real policies, which are continuing everything Bush did that was bad and expanding it, and basically butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want to get into the whole situation with the flu vaccine, open discussions of the military and martial law and FEMA camps on the Army's own website. I mean, this is really happening. CNN and Fox both report, oh, yeah, the Army may have martial law and quarantine whole cities. Oh, good, they'll keep us safe. Then you actually read the fine print, it's even worse. Why isn't there a bigger debate about this? The mainstream media reports it, but like they're talking about some new pizza shop that opened up down the street or people's favorite, coffee shop. I mean, they're reporting it like it's no big deal and pedestrian and very no big deal. It's just making my head spin. I mean, so much is happening and going on. So that is all coming up. But as promised, I want to go through a bunch of your calls, so let's do it right now. Alex in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, my name is Alex Studer, calling from San Francisco. I'm a member of Dr. Bill's swine flu team, Dr. Bill Deagle, together with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Blaylock, Dr. A. Truott, Alexander S. Jones, formerly.
I understand. Incredible credentials. You are right up there with George Washington.
I just wanted to touch over a couple of our pieces of evidence that are our most recent. You may not be aware of. We definitely are aware this H1N1 is quite dangerous and most certainly man-made. It was created in a lab by Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger up at Fort Detrick between the years 97 and 2004. Under direction by the WHO. It is a triple recombinant virus. It is extremely dangerous.
I appreciate your call, Alex, and it's good to hear from you. And I actually intend to get some of those folks on the show because I respect their research. My issue is that this is a very large syndicated show, not just an internet show. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations, global shortwave satellite. And I know there are a lot of groups out there naming names of scientists and doctors. I can't do that. Okay? This is a big national show. I can't get away with things that other people can who don't have tens of millions of people looking at what they say and do. Now, I did see a headline yesterday. United Nations says swine flu dangerous to take. Swine flu vaccine. And I can show a London Telegraph headline where secret bird flu trials with unknowing public in Europe killed huge amounts of people. In some cases, around a third of the people given the vaccine died. And I can show you that headline. And I can get up here and say Gardasil causes an autoimmune response and sterilizes many women and causes autoimmune diseases and has killed a bunch of people in the trials and is now killing large numbers of people. And I can show you hundreds of local newscasts with the dead and dying women. But I can say that. I can say Bayer knowingly put HIV in over a million shots that killed people because I can play MSNBC and show AP. See, I can say incredibly wild-sounding stuff because it's true. I can say FBI translator, NSA interceptor said that bin Laden worked for the CIA because she's on record now breaking her gag order. I can say the Army is building FEMA camps because I'm at nationalguard.com/careers/MOS/description.php?MOS_COD... We have it linked up on Infowars.com if you want to read it in the article, Army National Guard Advertises for Internment Specialist. That is insanely incredible, but it's real. So, number one, I've had a lot of trouble over the years, people calling up and saying what their name is, their full name on air, and then somebody else calls me saying, that's not really me. So we don't want listeners saying the first and last name on air. And I don't want to sit here and list the names of doctors and people before I've had a chance to look at it. Okay? Thank you, sir. Michael in Canada. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Good.
So I want to talk about one of my friends, a good family friend, actually, who just joined up with the Quebec government and the health department, who told us that people that were going to get the injections, I'm pretty sure you've talked about this on InfoWars, would have to sign a waiver or a disclaimer stating that they would not kind of hold the pharmaceutical companies responsible for the ill effects caused by the H1N1 flu vaccine.
Yeah, that's because the last flu vaccine in 76, that we know is a government PSYOP, a sterilization op, that's what it did. It sterilized the men and women who took it, many of them. We know, 60 Minutes even admits this, that it killed people by the thousands and thousands, injured tens of thousands, brain damaged tens of thousands, completely paralyzed or almost completely paralyzed, all sorts of problems. It broke out on a military base after inoculation. That's admitted. Just like the flu that broke out in Mexico happened after a test inoculation. It's pretty clear that the companies are spreading this themselves. It's pretty clear it's deadly. And, yes, they want you to sign a waiver. And on top of it, they've already been given federal liability protection. So, how would any – and then they admit, sir, that it's already mutated a bunch of times and this vaccine won't even protect you. But the idiots are lined up around the block to take last year's flu shot that has no protection.
Well, I find it absolutely disgusting. My friend, they saw that there were red flags coming up each and every day that they were onto the computer and on the database, red flags kept on coming up on the H1N1 swine flu, saying that there were different problems with it. But she couldn't access it because she doesn't have the authority within 30 days of entering the department. That's only when they give you the access to this. She says within the next 30 days she's going to be able to gain access to it and tell us the real info what's going on. And within those 30 days, I will come back on the show and I will tell you what really is happening.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Call us then. Did you find the UN announcement? I actually thought I printed that last night, but it wasn't in my stack today when I stapled it. I got to get a new printer at my house. I sit there printing stuff, so I have it, and then half the time it's not in there now. I think it was on Drudge, the headline. UN says swine flu shot may be dangerous. And then I saw a headline a few days ago about in the trials, there's already really bad adverse reactions. It's like they even admit what they're going to do to you. United Nations says swine flu vaccine may be harmful. Something like that. I want to put the headline up. It's all over the news. Click news and it'll be up. Let's cram in one more call. I got time for that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jason in California. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just had a comment. I know people are wondering why so many other people are making a big deal out of this swine flu, the mainstream media, when it's hardly killing anybody. And I think that's because initially they were planning on Baxter getting it started. But since that was thwarted, they're going ahead with their propaganda to force vaccinate so that they can infect everyone through the vaccinations, which have squalene in it, which will pack a heavier punch. And when that's spreading like wildfire, they'll be protected against litigation and free to make their billions while they carry out mass depopulation. And I just wanted everyone to read the article on PrisonPlanet.com that's titled New Evidence that the Swine Flu Pandemic is Man-Made. It lays it all out perfectly in sequence, and it has all the proof there. I just thought it's real important, and people remember they got coffins and body bags waiting, and read that article.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Folks, do you see this video? For people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can. both these gentlemen write for Harper's, Rolling Stone, former CNN producers and award-winning filmmakers. We sell the film Anthrax War. But in this, they have the head of South African former bioweapons division, who was producing for the U.S. and Israel pathogens to be added to vaccines to sterilize the population. Now, my point is, this evidence is everywhere. This is anthrax war made by top film producers. Now, I say that because here's EcoScience, written by John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, a government textbook, a policy book, 1,100 pages, calling for sterilizing people through the vaccines. I mean, and I literally have more than 100 books that we've bought, written by the elite, saying they're doing this. They are doing it.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, I want to jam in a bunch of your calls right now, and I want to come back and cover the news. Bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. That's according to an FBI translator. This fits in with all the other evidence I have. FEMA camps, how they're going to use or are preparing to use, unless we expose it. This whole flu fear-mongering in the fall and winter for physical martial law. That is really being set up and pushed. And the mainstream media is acclimating and preparing the public right now. But right now, let's go to Samson in Alabama. Samson, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I want to tell you about what happened to me, and I have a question for you after, if you don't mind. I printed up probably about 50 flyers, and I have a friend that is in We Are Change. What I did was I went around to all the businesses in my city, and I was handing them out. Then I went up on a public highway. I was on the side of the sidewalk. It's public property, and I was handing them out, and the Walmart that was way, way, way away from me, two of their security agents come up to me. They called the police, and the chief of police came out, and they came out, and they were harassing me, and they made me leave public property. I had like four or five people out there all surrounding me, harassing me, just because I was handing out flyers and holding up a sign saying 9/11 was the inside job on public property.
Well, let me break this down. The Kansas City Star a few months ago, and it's going to be in the new Obama film I'm making, my guys were at a city park, on record, city park. They were out actually on the front sidewalk off a major road videotaping the Federal Reserve. They wanted a faraway shot. And security guards off the federal property come over with guns and say, we're going to take you to jail if you don't leave. And my guy said, well, you don't have the authority to do that. And he said, well, watch us. We're going to. And the newspaper made a big deal out of it. The Federal Reserve lied and denied it in the paper and said, we never did that. They're all on video. Now, my guys, hold on just a second. My guys could have gone to jail, sued and won and made a big deal out of it. But instead, they had the video, and that showed the tyranny. Now, in a lot of areas, the police run over and ask for the flyers and want Obama deceptions and are supportive. In other areas, they're neutral, but uphold the First Amendment to the nation, the most important thing there is. Without that, we're the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. But yes, we've had Ron Paul supporters on in South Carolina. This was in the news, where the cops busted down their door, beat them up, and took them to jail for a Ron Paul sign. It's happened to other people. Some of the police are completely out of their minds and nuts and believe the DHS report saying that's terrorist material. The feds are teaching them that. Some of these guys literally have like 75 IQs and they're on power trips. Me, cop, you slave. And so what they did was criminal, and you should file a complaint. I know the police chief was involved. You should go to city council, file an official oppression, violation of your First Amendment. And you should just go ahead and file the suit. They can beat the rap, but not the ride. And you can even file the federal suit yourself, and that'll make them answer for it. And then after you file the suit, you go back out there with witnesses and video cameras, and then let them drive you off. Let them violate your rights. Let them threaten. Even act afraid at the end, and they'll, because you are entrapping them, but they're criminals. And they will maybe even assault you, you know, out of their, oh, God, I'm driving. You know, they may go ahead and slap you or something and laugh like Soviet thugs. But now you've got them, and it's not really entrapping them. You know, they're the ones doing wrong. Then you put that on YouTube, then it'll become a national issue. Or better yet, have a hidden camera on you, but have a witness as well. And this is how you beat them. So did they celebrate when they struck another nail in the coffin of America and the Founding Fathers' heart when they drove you off of the sidewalk?
Well, what it was the there was two of those, you know, those private security guards for Walmart. They were just driving around, and what was really odd was none of them would give me their badge numbers for nothing I asked. I was trying to figure out who they were.
It's called secret police.
the chief of police himself came down there, and I was they just would give me their last name. I have a video on my website at trueredemption.net, and I asked them, like, what is your last name? I didn't have much of a video because I just had my cell phone camera, and I didn't get much of it because they were telling me not to record them and stuff.
Yeah, because they're gods. They're gods. They're going to put cameras on us all day and surveil everything. And listen, I appreciate your call, sir. We checked this out. Punch it up on screen for me. Glenn Beck, government website, cars.gov, takes over your computer forever. And we posted this Saturday, and we were getting emails and comments saying Glenn Beck's a liar, it's not real. And I don't blame you. Glenn Beck lied and said there are no FEMA camps when it's all admitted in New York Times, Washington Post, Houston Chronicle. No. Yeah, that's the actual car's screenshot. And people are on there saying the website doesn't really say this. Well, as of last night, we went and checked, and it's there, and it was there today when I looked. You may not just be looking on the website right. When you get ready to log on to the cars.gov site to see about if your car is eligible to trade it in, it reads that it is taking your computer over. And you say, why are you bringing this up now? Well, my point is, they are surveilling us every day in every way, totally violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But then if you try to videotape cops coming up and getting in your face, they tell you you don't have a right to do it. But it's all color of law. It's all criminal. But you better watch it, because if they'll put innocent governors in prison, like the Alabama governor, it's now been proven and declassified. He was completely innocent. The White House said put him in jail. The FBI did it. You better know the government means business, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm not telling you when they tell you to quit filming to continue filming, because this country's run by rogue criminals. Now, not everywhere. Some places the cops will fight to the death for your right because they're Americans. They're good people. But more and more, they're not. Like the don't tase me, bro. He asked Kerry a question. They say, get out of here. He goes, okay. He starts leaving. And the security guards go, it's not enough you submitted and are leaving. They hold him down. He's not resisting. And he goes, don't tase me, bro. And they said, no, this is your punishment. And now federal courts and state courts have ruled tasering is a form of punishment and can be used to make you answer questions. In fact, I want to show people that headline. Google, court rules, tasers can be used for DNA samples. Or tasers can be used to force people to answer questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to talk. You don't have to incriminate yourself. But see, folks, the government's rogue, and they've been given the green light to be rogue so offshore banks can fully steal all your pension funds and take everything you've got, just like Mexico, just like North Korea. This is going to hurt the cops that are carrying this out. It's going to hurt everybody. Just like it came out, New Jersey had hundreds of government officials, including, 30-plus mayors selling organs and stealing money. I mean, government is criminal. Non-criminal in government is the rarity now at high levels. Just absolutely insane. We'll be right back with more calls and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com.
That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live. I found that headline, ruling allowing taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. This is out of the Buffalo News. We'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The radio listeners can just Google ruling allowing taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. And this was in June 4, 2009, but I first saw this 6-7 years ago in Miami, where the police taser you if you don't urinate in a cup immediately. Now, that's torture. They call it pain compliance. And it says Smith was handcuffed and sitting on the floor of the Niagara Falls police headquarters when he was zapped with 50,000-volt electric stun gun after he insisted he would not give a DNA sample. They wanted him to open his mouth. He already had given a sample, a swab on the inside of his cheek, without protest the previous month. But police sent it to the wrong lab where it was opened and spoiled. Prosecutors who obtained a court order for the first sample went back. So they knowingly did this, and they say, yes, if you don't open your mouth, and see, next it's if you don't do jumping jacks or you don't clean the dishes right. And I've got video. I've shown it here on air. It's in my film Martial Law, where they take Christian's arms, who were just sitting blocking a sidewalk, and they say, get up. And they go, no. So they take nunchucks and twist until the arm breaks, bone sticks out. And the federal judges ruled you can break people's arms with compound fractures. They don't just do it at Abu Ghraib. This is for us, the slaves. In fact, the Air Force said 2 years ago, they said, we're using microwave guns in Iraq, but to get around the Geneva Convention, we want to use it on our people first and just name it and say it's humane. In fact, Google that. People won't believe me. Air Force, head of Air Force says use microwave guns on Americans first. See, I mean, it's all documented. Now, I want to continue with some of your calls, but let me just blitz through some news first. This is a big deal because this already happens. I've got IT guys that work here, two full-time IT guys, and we've noticed that when we go to whitehouse.gov to get documents or photos or executive orders, that the computer slows down. And then you go look, it's not just cookies or things. They take over your computers. They have the NSA jump in and start downloading everything, basically. It's all criminal. It's all a violation of the Fourth Amendment. You know, they had all the big freakouts. Are they listening to your phones or not? Then it turned out that the entire phone companies have whole floors where everything you do is listened to without warrants. It's a criminal rogue group. And they do this to control and dominate the public. But this is from cars.gov, which is killing all the used car people. You know, now you get $3,500 if you go buy something new and turn in your good car. It's just a load of bull. They take my tax money to give it to people to get rid of their car. I mean, this government's completely criminal. Total socialism, total communism. This application provides access to the DOT car system. When logged on to the car system, your computer is considered a federal computer system and is the property of the United States government. It is for authorized use only. Users, authorized or unauthorized, have no explicit or implicit expression of privacy. Any or all use of this system and or files in the system may be intercepted, monitored, recorded, copied, audited, inspected, and disclosed to authorized cars, DOT, and law enforcement personnel, as well as authorized officials of other agencies, both domestic and foreign governments. By using the system, the user consents to such interception, monitoring, recording, copying, auditing, inspection, disclosure of the discretion of cars or the DOT personnel. And the public is in denial. You know, that's what's so dangerous about Glenn Beck. He does a lot of good stuff on his show. I would love to like him. But then he goes on and says, 9/11 truthers are terrorists that want to kill you. The DOT report, or the Department of Justice report saying, you know, gun owners are terrorists is good. You know, there aren't any FEMA camps when the National Guard is admitting there's FEMA camps. But here's a minute of this report. But this just shows the government's mindset. Totally rogue. Oh, yeah, you get the government program, but it's like taking a loan from Don Corleone. It's like taking a loan from, you know, a real mobster. Okay, not just a Hollywood mobster, like the Teflon Don. It's like, taking a loan from the Genovese family. Don't do it. So insane. But people are even in denial about this. When the tyranny is in your face, you're in denial. Yes, Glenn Beck is telling the truth. Here's the clip.
She is here. She's Fox News anchor. Kim, I wanted to bring you in because the cars.gov, and I recommend, America, you do not try this at home. I'm going to show it to you. This is somebody else's computer. I took it from their office because I wouldn't do this on mine.
Yeah.
Cars.gov, this actually came in a tip from what I call a constitutional watchdog. I'm asking my radio listeners earlier this week to watch these things because 10 million eyes on radio and God knows how many millions of eyes here on television watching things that we can't watch. This is a frightening...
It really is.
Yeah.
So people shouldn't go on it right now while you're doing it.
Do not do this at home. Trust me, you'll understand why.
That's enough.
Can you take a shot?
Point is, this really exists. You can watch the whole video at Infowars.com right now, plus the latest reports we've got on Obama's birth certificate. We're not saying this is real or not. We're just covering it. A new birth certificate from Kenya, supposedly showing he was born there. So we're looking at that right now, and we have one of the attorneys on earlier saying this may not be accurate. So we're just seeing if there's something to this. But we did go check out the situation with the cars.gov. It is true. And it immediately starts seizing control of your computer. So, and they've already said for file sharing that the government, without judge, jury, or anything, if they think you downloaded something a file you weren't supposed to of music, they're going to destroy your computer. They have that legislation logged in. And the Pentagon cybersecurity system is setting up giant bases in every major state to run and surveil and attack your websites and attack your internet. I mean, the government is completely rogue, folks, totally butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the founders say when they do that, they're illegitimate. It's like if a cop starts, you know, using his patrol car and uniform to pull women over and force them to have sex with him. That happens quite often in every major city and town. They're constantly getting caught. That's a rogue cop. He's outside his office. He's outside the law. You know, Hitler could say all day he had laws that he could kill people, but it was baloney. People had an innate right to say no to it. Now, Beck does a lot of good. One of his listeners sent in the audio, and I later went and found other Al Gore speeches where he said it with video. Telling school kids, don't listen to your parents, they're stupid, global warming's real, global government's good. So, yes, we ask our listeners, we pioneered this, to the documents, the news stories, the reports, write articles, shoot your own video, if it looks legitimate, and we spend a few minutes vetting it and double-checking that we've seen other cases of it, we post it. Writers@Infowars.com. Showtips@Infowars.com. Do your own reports. You know, just say you're an InfoWars reporter. They're on the video. Post it on YouTube, wherever. Write a blurb. Send it to us at writers@Infowars.com. But then he'll get up on air, and after he does all this good work, and say there's no FEMA camps, and he'll debunk it using a few straw men or things that we debunked years ago. I predicted how he would debunk it. Here is 31E internment resettlement specialist for the U.S. and abroad. This is from the National Guard's own website. Punch this up, Hartman, for us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program they link to, saying you'll work at bases in the U.S. like these, holding U.S. citizens. I mean, you cannot make something up of this magnitude. And Beck, on key issues like this, comes out and tells his audience it isn't true. There's the National Guard running domestic camps. And I've gone and shot video of the Marines training to put Americans in camps, admitting it on video. I have Army colonels, Marine Corps colonels on video in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, getting everybody ready for this. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist. We'll tell you about this. Also, Obama considers military civilian prison system for suspected terrorists in the U.S., unlimited indefinite detention for U.S. citizens. He's going further than Bush, but because he's a Democrat, the liberals love it suddenly. Well, actually, they don't. His approval rating's dropping like a lead weight, so some of them still love it.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
By the way, I've got the Associated Press. I just saw it up on screen. Mainstream news reporting that the whole Obama administration is saying they're going to raise taxes on everybody. The carbon taxes are tax on everybody, but health care taxes, taxes over people making $30,000 a year, they're lying about everything. And it's not cute and it's not funny. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist. Doubt the government plans to impose martial law and round up dissenters and other malcontents. Well, the Army National Guard is advertising for qualified personnel to work as corrections officers and internment resettlement specialists. And we've got links to the job ads. We got links to the Army National Guard. And it goes into domestic and foreign operations, civilian corrections officers, lockdowns, cordons, rehabilitative programs is key. It actually says the re-education centers. I should have started the whole show with this alone. Tomorrow, 11 to 3, I'll cover it all in detail. You actually read this stuff and you can't believe it's happening in the Soviet Union. It would be hard to believe in America. All I got to tell the yuppies and everybody else is you better get upset about freedom and liberty and not about what the UT basketball team or the Michigan State football team is doing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a lot of trouble here. And I just can't even describe to people how bad this is. And then Obama, again, does this bait and switch. Oh, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo and set up camps for foreigners and citizens in the U.S. with no rights, and it's in the Enemy Combatant Act from Bush. He's keeping all of it. Got that story. Here's a woman in New York. She was seen taking a photo of a military base, and they found a shotgun in her trunk that she legally owned. And the cops are in here saying, well, she legally had it, but the gun's scary, so we went ahead and arrested her anyways. Gun nut busted at base. And then it turns out that you go to her website, it's Glenn Beck and me, basically. She's got me posted on there, Glenn Beck and others, mainly Fox News clips. She's kind of a mainline Republican starting to wake up. So she goes, the mother of three, no criminal record, goes out to the base, takes a photo of it. They come off base, grab her, No crime, but in fact, let me just read it or people won't believe this. A Long Island mother of three armed with to the teeth with an assault rifle and shotgun in her trunk was arrested for scouting out and taking pictures of an Air National Guard base in the Hamptons, authorities said. Suffolk County Undersheriff Joseph Carcappa said Nancy Genovese, 53, was arrested for trespassing outside the airport. So how do you trespass outside the airport Tuesday night? She said she was taking photographs of the perimeter of the base. A search of her car uncovered an arsenal of a AR-15, a shotgun. That's not an arsenal, and an arsenal is not illegal. When asked what she was doing, she replied, "Nothing. These are registered weapons, but they are scary weapons," said the police chief. So she's in jail, and they couldn't charge her, so they put her in a mental institution. Life over. And every day I see articles where they arrest people for their guns. It'll say, the 74-year-old veteran was arrested. A neighbor saw him cleaning it in the garage. Police said they were threatened by the fact that he owned 8 rifles. I mean, I see it every day. This woman was thought the base was a FEMA camp. Of course, we looked it up. It is one. But, hey, don't talk about the FEMA camps or it's over for you. How are they getting the doctors in the U.S. and England to take the shots? Paying U.S. doctors as much as $50,000 to be part of the federal program, and British as much as £27,000. Oh, man, my head's spinning, ladies and gentlemen. It's spinning here. Look at this one. You can go listen to 2 hours of her testimony. She's finally breaking the gag order. She said on this show, what was it, 4 years ago, FBI NSA translator. She sits there listening and translating and typing it out for the snoops. She went to the Congressional 9/11 Commission. She went to the Whitewash Second Commission. And she said drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnapping, it's all run by the CIA and private crime syndicates with Al-Qaeda. And, of course, we know on record Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Russians. Al-Qaeda is being used, according to the White House, to attack the Iranians who are Shiite. Al-Qaeda was created in 79 by the CIA on record. And we knew that they had that staged war in Afghanistan. They would just shell empty hillsides. And the Taliban and Al-Qaeda would kidnap 12, 13, 14-year-olds and stick them in foxholes. And it turned out the army was coordinating at high-level general and above-level general, one-star generals and above, were coordinating literal decoys, just kids they would kill for the news cameras. Then they took over Kabul and the other Afghan major cities, and they flew the 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety, paid them in gold bars, protected them. Special forces occasionally would capture them. They'd be ordered to release them. That's mainstream news. Just all that Google airlift of evil. You'll see MSNBC about it. And then the government said, we accidentally flew out Al-Qaeda. And then a few months ago, NBC was sitting there yelling at the Pakistani president saying, why do you support Al-Qaeda? And the guy laughed and said, you run Al-Qaeda. You have them trying to overthrow our government right now. But that's so bold to be running Al-Qaeda. But that's, to use a child's analogy, Emperor Palpatine became emperor in Star Wars by staging attacks against himself. Now, that's been declassified. The Pentagon does this all over the world. That's why George Lucas admitted at Cannes when they came out with Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, that this is what's happening in the real world. But for adults that can't get this, go rent Episode 3 or watch it on demand or get it at iTunes. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. You'll understand everything. Okay? I mean, this is Revenge of the Sith. Bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Bin Laden is Count Dooku. And they kill him. They kill him now, a long time ago. In the interview, Sybil Edmonds says, and then see, the outside attacker is really meant to attack the Republic. Now they've said the police state was for Al-Qaeda. Now they say it's for gun owners, conservatives, and returning vets. It's for the Republic. It's for the people that will defend the liberty. It's for the Jedi. You understand how this works, folks? I'll use a child analogy to get to the yuppies, because they can't grasp government-sponsored stage terror like Gulf of Tonkin, attacking our ships, staging an attack to blame it on foreign enemies. Hitler firebombing his own Reichstag. There it is, MSNBC, Airlift of Evil. In an interview, Sybil Edmonds says the U.S. maintained intimate relations with bin Laden and the Taliban all the way up until the day of September 11th. These intimate relations included using bin Laden for operations in Central Asia, including China. These operations involved using al-Qaeda and the Taliban in the same manner. Yeah, a month ago they launched al-Qaeda attacks in China. These people, as we did during the Afghan and Soviet conflict, that is fighting enemies via proxies. Sybil has previously described, as she relates in the latest interview, the process involved using Turkey with assistance from actors from Pakistan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia as a proxy, which in turn used bin Laden, the Taliban, and others as proxy terrorist army. You use them to take down the Serbs, you use them to take down the Iranians, you use them to take down everybody. You use them to take the blame for attacking the U.S. to destroy our freedom. Emperor Palpatine has to take everybody's freedom to protect the Republic. The goals of the American statesmen directing these activities included control of Central Asia's vast energy supplies and new markets for military products. See, they got to have it. You've got this $1.5 trillion defense budget and then another $500+ billion sold each year by U.S. arms makers. They're going to go spend a few hundred mil with their fake Arab army, and they got them. I mean, it's simple. Business is war. They own the small enemy. Let me see. You get $2 trillion for putting $100 million a year into some guys with beards who love living in giant palaces that are like high five in the CIA. This is the greatest thing ever. I mean, it works like an absolute charm. It goes on and on. It's 2 hours of her laying it all out. Bin Laden, total al-Qaeda, totally protected, had nothing to do with 9/11 but taking the blame for it. It's all theater. It's all theater. And then they get to set up the police state as a pretext to control you, the American people. And then they use carbon tax to tax and control you as well. Look, I know we have loaded phone lines. Show's over. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. There's a bunch of other news I didn't get to. The flu situation is just incredible. And I've got a lot of big guests this week coming up and next weekend to cover that. We've got big breaking news on the Obama birth certificate info at Infowars.com, but with more of a skeptical eye towards it, but an open mind. Because we're watching this. This could be a psyop. I never thought I'd be actually doing this. I never thought I'd be in this position. Great job, folks. God bless you, crew.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.